Blackstone Audio presents Green Hell, How Environmentalists Plan to Control Your Life and What You Can Do to Stop Them, by Stephen Malloy. Introduction. Move over red, white, and blue. America is going green. Green energy, green technology, green homes, green cars, green jobs, green commerce, green living, green government. We've just elected our first green president, Barack Obama, as well as numerous senators and local representatives who campaigned on promises of leading America to greener pastures. You can color your future green. The green vision goes something like this. We are going to live in a sustainable manner and be kind to the planet. We will shrink our carbon footprints, eventually becoming carbon neutral. Thinking globally and acting locally, we will stop climate change and protect wildlife and the wilderness from man's destructive ways. We will end our addiction to oil by repowering America with clean, renewable energy. Nay, we will reinvent energy. Our goal is a healthy and just planet where people live in harmony with nature. But perhaps, unlike others in a mad rush to start bicycling, recycling, and carbon decycling, you've been distracted from the greening of America by the many other crises and controversies our nation is facing. The global financial meltdown, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, Islamic terrorism, volatile gasoline prices, spiraling health care costs, illegal immigration, and so on. They are indeed a formidable lot. That said, it's time you recognize that a great green tsunami is heading your way, threatening to wash away your standard of living and many of your liberties. Like many Americans, your sense of the green movement may be that it simply advocates small lifestyle changes to benefit the environment. But the green agenda, in fact, is much more ambitious. It promotes countless new restrictions and regulations designed to reorder society from top to bottom. And so, the Greens bombard us with an endless list of do's and don'ts. Take colder showers, turn the heat down, use less air conditioning, dry your clothes on a clothesline, drive small, fuel-efficient vehicles, or stop driving altogether. Avoid imported or non-locally grown food. Bring your own bags to the supermarket. Buy energy-efficient light bulbs. Lose weight. Fat people allegedly use more gasoline. Buy expensive green electricity. Shun bottled water and drive-through restaurants. Use cloth diapers. Clean your house with natural products. Use a non-motorized push lawnmower. Pay more for fair trade coffee. Don't use disposable cameras. Vacation closer to home.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?